Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Truth in Pennsylvania Politics. I'm your host, Don Nevels. I hope you're all enjoying this beautiful weather we're having on this Memorial Day weekend. I ask that you all please take a moment during the festivities, the cookouts, and family gatherings to remember the reason we get together and celebrate this day and weekend. The sacrifices made by so many must never be forgotten. I know I titled tonight's episode as Here It Comes, but I decided to change that into What the Hell is Going On? It seems like every day it's something else. You fight for the things you can control and hope people in positions that affect our lives can be trusted to do the jobs for us without question. It's the very reason we elect them, right? We trust that they have our values at hand. Before I get into the first of two topics tonight, I'd like to start this episode by reading two short but extremely powerful statements. The Second Amendment of the Constitution states the following: a well-regulated militia being necessary for the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. The Pennsylvania Constitution, Article 1, Section 21, makes it even clearer and states the following: the right of the citizens to bear arms in defense of themselves and the state shall not be questioned. That's pretty clear. It's part of the reason we've never been attacked on our homeland yet. There's no other words that follow those statements. It doesn't say unless or accept anywhere. I had to check twice because these politicians think they can do as they please by the way they trample our Constitution. You know, the one they swore an oath to support and defend, so help me God, right hand raised and smiling, hand on a Bible in front of the world, that one. After those statements, it also doesn't say parties can change the definition. And it certainly doesn't say that it's up for discussion. Amendments are absolute, contrary to what this shill of a president will have you believe. These constitutions are the foundation of our very existence as a nation and as a state. In Pennsylvania, a House bill, which is numbered HB 714, clearly violates both of these constitutional right guarantees, and we the people cannot stand for this any longer. You must wake your neighbors, or it's over. This is not a drill. This battle has been fought for decades. We've constantly heard the left laugh and deny they're coming for our guns. They say it's a conspiracy theory, and they all call us gun nuts. Amazing how those conspiracy theories have come to fruition and are now facts. Well, guess what happened in Harrisburg? Are you sitting down? I hope you are, because you're going to find this very worrisome. We didn't have to worry about the American-hating far leftists on the Democrat side of the House, because we all know how they're going to vote. They want complete control of our lives, and it's never been a secret, and it's out clearer than can be now. No, no, no. We didn't have to worry about them. The thing we had to worry about were nine Republicans who turned their backs on the people who elected them and the rest of the state at the very moment, the very moment we needed them the most. They've affected an entire population of 12 million people by their actions, and not in a good way. HB 714 was passed in the Pennsylvania House thanks to these nine Republicans. This bill sets the stage for universal background checks, which includes red flag laws and eventually gun confiscation. This is extreme gun control, a registry of law-abiding citizens on what weapons they own, but not the criminals. And it eliminates, once again, law-abiding citizens from completing legal private sales. One of the reasons or the criteria that you can use these laws against someone to spark an investigation is if they simply purchase one. So exercising your right to own a firearm could be the reason the government decides to confiscate it. And what is that based off of? A phone call from an ex or someone who just doesn't like you? It's that easy. How asinine can that be? How much infringement into our lives will we allow? Big government is what the left wants, and you're handing it to them. I'm really pissed over this one. The common lie from the left is that you can privately sell handguns and automatic weapons, and that's absolutely laughable and completely and totally wrong. We have over 20,000 gun laws on the books. Many they don't enforce. So now they just want to take them away because they don't know any better. And automatic weapons are illegal to own. But criminals don't follow the laws now, do they? Every single gun law hurts the 99% of the law-abiding citizens from protecting themselves and their family, their home, and property against personal harm or damage. Nowadays, with all these soft-on-crime policies generated by the radical left, the lack of facilities for out-of-control teens and the criminals just getting released to commit again makes us sitting ducks. It's all part of the crazy left's plan to retain control. They destroy, then pretend they're our saviors just by putting the previous orders back into effect before elections. It's a joke, but I'm not laughing. So, back to the issue. The Republicans we counted on to uphold the Constitution have failed Pennsylvania. I'm going to read their names, and it pains me to do so. I personally know a couple on the list, and reading their names is a struggle for me, but I'm shocked. However, the job they were elected to do is number one, and it supersedes anything else, including my personal feelings. We're losing our rights every single day, and we can't allow it. I don't know about you, but how can they be trusted to have our back again when they failed this ever-so-easy vote is beyond me. Here's the list. Cheryl DeLozier, District 88. Valerie Gatos, District 44. Joe Hogan, District 142. Kristen Marcel, District 178. Rob Mercury, District 28. Natalie Mihalik, District 40. Casey Tomlinson, District 18. Martina White, District 170. And Craig Williams, District 160. These elected Republicans gave the radical left exactly what they needed to move this bill forward, which could accelerate the downfall of this state. If you were thinking about moving out of PA, this might be the straw that breaks the camel's back, and I wouldn't blame you one bit. If I don't leave at some point, At least I'll be around to document the destruction as it unfolds. Once again, I have to blame the Republican leadership, or should I say the lack of it. This is one of the most critical things Republicans stands for, one of them, gun rights. Yet these nine betrayed us all. What could possibly make them do that to us? Why didn't leadership ensure they were on the same page? They obviously failed and should be held accountable. The captain is always accountable for the actions of those they lead. What would make nine of them become a turncoat to their party and the people who put them there? This is basic Republican 101, and I'm simply dumbfounded. We believe in the Constitution, and representatives are elected, and as I say, hired, to write laws accordingly. This is an epic failure for Pennsylvania, the Republican Party, and another step towards more crime and less safety for ourselves. All the while, this is empowering the criminals and handing them the keys to the kingdom. I feel totally betrayed as a citizen, a patriot, a Pennsylvanian, and an American, and so should you. It doesn't even matter what their thought process was. They absolutely did the wrong thing, and it could cost us more than we would ever imagine. It would affect us all for a very long time, if not forever, if it makes it all the way through. This goes to show you that you can't trust anyone these days. You know, just because people become politicians or have some kind of degree in basket weaving or whatever, doesn't mean they know what's best for us. Those pieces of paper mean nothing, and without real life experience, common sense, foresight, critical thinking skills, what gives them a step up on the average citizen? I say absolutely nothing. Stop putting your faith in these people who vote to violate our rights at every turn. Many of them don't belong in the seats they occupy. You know, when I was in the Navy, I had an executive officer, second in command. It was scary. And he was also my department head. He had a degree in chemistry and should have never, never in his life been on a warship. He had zero common sense and was a big, bumbling, clumsy guy who should have been in a lab breaking test tubes. Not on a warship. Like him, not ever being ready to take command. Some people are just not cut out for politics. If they're not going to follow the Constitution and fight for the people with everything they have, while remaining honest, we don't need them. The people come first, not the party or their feelings. You have to realize, once they've chipped away at our rights, a little at a time, eventually we won't have any left. But many won't even notice because they follow what they're told to believe. The left thinks it's great when gun owners are hung out to dry. But when it affects them, and believe you me, it will absolutely affect them as crime increases exponentially. They'll be the first ones to scream about needing protection. You know who did have some balls in Harrisburg? The one Democrat that voted against his whole party. That's right, believe it or not, one Democrat voted for honoring our constitutional rights, and the Republicans blew it. If the party doesn't unite, as I've said many, many times, there will be nothing left to fight for. Now let's look at what happens next with this bill. We can only hope and pray that it stalls in the Republican-heavy Pennsylvania Senate. However, it's only a 6 majority, and we just had 9 in the House who helped pass it. So all I can say is to call your senator and tell them to squash this outrageous, right-thieving atrocity of a bill immediately. I'll keep you informed on the progress, regardless of what happens. But these votes are extremely telling, and we can't let it happen again. And before I start part 2, In the comments, I'll make sure I have the right bill number. I have it written down in about four places, and I think I wrote it four different ways, thinking this might be the Price is Right or something. But anyway, now I want to discuss something that bothers me. I don't care if you like Trump or not. His policies were second to none in my lifetime, and he had us on the right track. I don't care how he talks, his immense ego, or what he says about others, because he has been one of the very few to ever serve as president who actually made life better for the people. And the facts simply prove it. The media, which is an arm of the radical left, constantly tells us about what a disaster he was because he showed these lifetime bottom feeders in Congress that the job can be done properly in a short amount of time. It doesn't take 30 years of dragging things out and nursing the system for personal gain. Hell, he didn't even take a paycheck. All numbers were up under his presidency for employment across the board. Americans were prosperous. Inflation was extremely low. We utilized our resources, and America was respected worldwide. Those are hard facts that cannot be disputed. It was only the enemy within who constantly lied to us, started false investigations, and cost us billions of dollars in tax money, chasing what they knew to be an absolute falsehood. All the while, parasites like Obama, Hillary, Pelosi, Schiff, and the rest of their crew were gaslighting the American people. Yet so many just seem to not care. Like, it's no big deal. The government's lying to us. I'm going to go get me a drink. Is it because you bought it hook, line, and sinker and you feel and look like the sucker that you are? You need to grow up and open your eyes. Today, the media is still pushing that same crap. And yes, even on Fox, which is why I switched them off a while ago. They invite more elected Democrats on the show than CNN, all to slam Trump, which degrades the party even more. The establishment fears Trump so much on both sides because he interrupted their money grab and showed us what can be accomplished. They will stop at nothing to get him out of the picture. They might even start something that would make people sick or something. Who knows? Just so they can retain power. To me, that fear and absolute panic to get him out of the way at any cost is a giant red flag waving at the top of a mountain telling us how incompetent and scared they really are. Why else would they spend our money to make us think that what we saw wasn't real or good? For that very reason, I fully support Trump. If me wanting to make America prosper and the people to truly have an equal shot at success makes me a so-called right-winger, then I'm guilty as charged because I love this America that I served for so many years and I want it back. By the way, if you believe the whole J6 narrative from the left, just know you are helping the enemy within. Now, I know people say we need somebody new, but he's the only one that isn't a career taker. Even the Republican Party is split over him because at every level of government, there's a swamp. I've seen it. They've used my name to raise campaign money, and they kept it all, remember? If you choose hatred over facts, lies over truth, and repeat everything people like Joy Behar, the real Karen Johnson, who goes by the name of Whoopi Goldberg, and Joy Reid spew from their big, filthy muzzles, there's no hope for you. Those who vote for this continually, it's your ignorance that will cost us our nation. The Democrats think if you like Trump's policies, you're some kind of lunatic because they were good for America. Yet they embrace people like those I just mentioned. And locally, They embrace communist Summer Lee and Fetterman, who can't even complete a sentence. And both of them have worked to destroy everything America stands for in many ways. You are the crazy ones. You are the lunatics. And you will pay the ultimate price for your acceptance of being held captive for generations to come. Your relatives, 100 years from now, will curse you for what you left them. And that's if, a big if, there's even a United States left. Thanks for joining me tonight on Truth in Pennsylvania Politics. Until next time, fair winds and following seas.